Tell me about 2007 first. What do you predict this year?
Well, like I just said, I do think Castro is going to pass in this
right.
cycle. I think this whole thing about the Middle East, now I'm going to make this real clear about George Bush. If George Bush moves in this direction and gets more and more soldiers to go there, I think there's going to be a lot more bloodshed for us. We're going to lose a lot more soldiers, and the hatred is going to build for the president, and I have felt this so strongly. I always want to be optimistic.
And you're not,
George.
And you're not saying because you're an anti-Bush.
Not
person.
At all. If you want to know what's funny about that, first of all, I'm an independent. I have voted both ways. I don't have an issue. I always vote for the man, but I've always believed because George is a six. He has a good intention. Like he does believe he's doing the right thing, but he's no longer listening to the people, and as a result, he is going to destroy the Bush name.
Maybe he's no longer in charge, Glynis.
Well, I honestly think he thinks he is, and that's more dangerous, if you ask me. A president should understand that there are a lot of people involved, not just him. But right now, he has lost his way. He's not even listening to his father and the advice that the father provided all these people to help him, and he's not listening.
Well, I'm told he never got along with him anyway.
Well, funny you should say that, because they were a six and a seven. Toxic.
Uh-huh.
So that means breakdown in communication.
So where does this leave Dick Cheney?
Well,
pull out his numbers.
I'll tell you about Dick. Last year, he is a one-life path. And remember, that's that competitive energy that wants people to think he's number one.
Mm-hmm.
The number eight is toxic to the one. And look what happened when he shot his buddy. The way he handled it destroyed him immediately.
Well, people
were
sure.
So...
I wouldn't say it destroyed him. He's
well, when I say that, I mean
he's doing.
He became more unpopular than the president. He slid. Because, remember, Dick Cheney used to be celebrated. People respected the guy. People were happy that at least he was there helping George Bush. That's no longer true.
Well, I agree with that.
Yeah, so I'm saying the reputation was destroyed. And so I don't think he's going to get it back. But here's the other thing that you need to know about George Bush and Dick Cheney. When they won the election, I got a call from the New York Post the day before. They said, who's going to win? And I said, Dick Cheney and George Bush, because they are in a personal year of one, which promotes winning. This year, they're in a personal year of four, which means hard-headed, not willing to listen, like that's the downside of the four. And if they go that way, he will destroy the Bush legacy.
Well, it's kind of funny because yesterday he said, regardless of what Congress does on this troop increase, they're going to go ahead and try to do it.
I can't even tell you how deeply, and I say this through numerology, the mistake it is. When we talk about that big thing that could happen, he's promoting it by making that move. It's a mistake. In this year of nine, communication's key, not physical.
You're hearing it from Glynis McCants, yeah. The numbers lady. Barack Obama is coming on like gangbusters.
Well, you know, I've studied presidential numbers. And I find the presidents that are two life paths tend to be beloved, like Reagan was a two. And notice that people forget what they didn't like when he was in office.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Clinton is a two.
What was Kennedy? Do you know?
Kennedy was a seven.
Seven.
He was a seven. And I have a story about that whole Kennedy family. Sevens, remember I said sometimes they just don't want to hear what someone says. They want to do it their way. He was asked if he wanted a bubble to protect him when he did that drive.
Yep.
Did you know that?
I knew that.
And he said no. Well,
he's also told not to go there.
That's right. And he got shot. Well, his son, he was told it wasn't wise to fly in the fog. His son was also a seven.
Mm-hmm.
And he took a chance. So that's what I mean about a lesson in numerology. But yeah, John Kennedy was a seven.
So Obama, what do you think?
Well, he's a two. I do not think he is going to be our president this time around. I'm not going to count him out permanently because he's got wonderful numerology numbers. Hillary Clinton is incredibly impressive on paper. And what I mean is she's a nine attitude in a nine personal year. And when she says, I am in and I am in to win, she would not say that if she really didn't think it was possible. So I'm wondering, who is she going to bring with her? Because that running mate is going to determine what
critical.
Happens there.
Absolutely critical. You know, when I was doing the prediction show a couple of years ago with you and Sean David Morton,
uh-huh.
Sean believed that the Republican candidate would be Jeb Bush, governor of Florida.
Ah.
Interesting. So I'm going to ask you now, who do you see as the Democratic and Republican candidate for president?
Well, you know what? It's interesting. On my list, because we're looking at the key players happening right this moment, a lot of them threw their hat in the ring, so I'm seeing more of the Democratic side. I do think Hillary Clinton could be that candidate.
Okay.
So I do say that for her.
You don't have a lot of Republicans down
here. I'm not on this because we're looking. You know
what
we're
doing?
You
have McCain, I guess.
Like Nancy Pelosi. Look what she represents. I mean, here she is, Speaker of the House, the first woman ever, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she has she was born on an 8 day, just like Hillary, which is politics. But Nancy is a 7, which means she has mystery. She's very smart. I mean, this woman, not like after the speech Bush made and she did her announcement, she wasn't rude about it, was she?
No, but you know what the big story was of her today?
Uh-uh.
Blinking 25 to 30 times each minute.
That's hysterical.
Matt had it on his website, drudgereport.com.
Isn't that
blinking? Can you imagine blinking 25 times in a minute?
No, I sure can't.
It's like Morse code.
But now, that's funny because maybe it was since she's a 7. Remember, they don't always tell you what they're thinking.
She's telling somebody else about the speech. You know, they were blinking back to each other.
She could have been typing a letter with the way she was blinking. What do we know? But the other thing about her, the reason Hillary Clinton has had the difficulties she's had through the years, when you're born on an 8 day and you're a 3 life path, remember, 3s are the communicator, an 8 can be mistaken. Like, people can think they're being cold or aloof, even if that's not their intention. And Hillary has that. But have you noticed, like, when she was under pressure, when things happened with Bill Clinton, that's when she was always at her best.
Mm-hmm.
So I think she's got an uphill battle. Let's face it. She's a woman. She's the Democrat. She's got some history with Bill. But she's got a strategy. And I think because of this pressure, she's going to shine. That is why she will shine. And it's her cycle to do that. And Arnold Schwarzenegger, he's a powerful story. Because if you remember, last year in the cycle of 8, people didn't think he was going to win.
He can't run right now, though, unless they change.
No, I don't mean president. I just mean when you look at his numerology, they didn't even want him to be governor anymore.
Yeah, he came on strong. Again.
Yeah, they just wanted him out. And then, boom, he flipped the whole thing. So I'm not saying president, but I am saying, look what he's accomplished. I mean, the guy's not only been a superstar, but he won by a landslide.
So you're going to go out on a limb, though, and say Hillary's going to get the Democratic nod.
Yes, I do believe that.
All right.
Judging by the numbers that I have, like Barack Obama.
We will pull these tapes out. Lex, flag it.
That's fine. We will
pull this tape out in 2008 after the November election.
Right on. And I want to tell you one more thing about her. Next year, when I talked about the world and the cycle we go in, next year the world number is a 1. And Hillary Clinton goes into a cycle of 1, which means to win.